If we've ever needed God's infilling and power, it's today. In a time of spiritual apathy, laziness, and slothfulness and boredom towards God, the church must have the fire of God to fill it once again. The church needs the fire of God to fall again. We need the divided tongues as a fire to sit upon us once again.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It's great having you with us today on Truth and Fact. I pray that you're having a blessed day. Isn't the Word of God good? Oh, praise God. Yes, it is. Let God speak to you. And I pray that He'll speak to you through these short devotionals as well. And we're so glad to have you be a part of us. And I pray that you're learning. That's our desire, that you draw closer to God, that you learn and know the Word of God, and therefore the will of God. We're going to be in the Old Testament, one of the minor prophets, the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28 says this, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days." Oh, praise God. I'd like to talk a little bit about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Well, now, wait a minute. Don't get upset. I know that there are some people that do not believe in the gift of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I used to be one of them, in fact, but I'm a believer now because I've experienced this great gift, the power of God, power from on high, the promise of the Father that is for the church. The gift to the world is Jesus Christ. He gave His life that they might have eternal life. I received that gift. He saved my soul. But the gift to the church is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Let's not be like the religious that Stephen was preaching to. And he said, "You always resist the Holy Ghost." Well, let's not resist God. Let's not resist the Spirit of the Lord. Let's not resist the Word of God. That's right. It's in the Word. If it wasn't in the Word, then I'd be concerned. But my friend, this is a gift of God that's according to the Bible. That's right. I know sometimes people want to throw away some scriptures and say, "Well, that's not for today. That's not for today." Well, where does it say it's not for today? We can see it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. I hope that in these short devotionals, it will help us to have a better understanding about what God has for us. You know, we don't want to be ignorant concerning the gifts of God, spiritual gifts, by the way. We don't want to be unknowing or unlearned about the Word of God, do we? No. So open your heart and allow the Lord to teach you. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be scared. But let's open our heart to the Word of God. Now, there's no doubt that many churches are slowly moving away from this gift of God, which is what we call the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Perhaps some think it's not relevant for today, or some might think it's old-fashioned. I've been called old-fashioned before because I'm trying to stick to the Word of God. Well, my friend, I think it's imperative that we stay to the Word of the Lord. Maybe people think it's not needed. Some say it died out with the apostles, but my friend, I don't see that in the Bible. I believe that if the church, and I'm talking about those that are born again, I don't care what denomination you're part of, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about those that are saved, those that are born again. If we've ever needed the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it is today. If we've ever needed God's infilling and power, it is now. In a time of spiritual apathy, laziness, slothfulness, boredom towards God, the church needs the fire of the Lord to fill it again. The church needs the fire of God to fall again. We need the divided tongues as a fire to sit upon us once again. Without the fire, we try to fill the void with other things. That's right. But when we have the fire of God, all we want is the Lord. And I pray that's all you desire. Ask God to fill you with the fire and the passion of the Lord today.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.